This is Discovery with a K.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
We are back with a new monthly episode of Discovery with a K, and we're sharing our favorites of the month of February, aren't we?
February was so short and long at the same time.
I know. I don't know what
was going on.
There was a bit of a drama in the K-pop world, though, so... let's talk about the releases, because a lot happened in February. There was like a lot of drama online for debuts. There was like a massive situation with like new debuts and all of that. So I want to talk about that today, actually, you know, but let's just start with our favorite releases.
Okay.
And sure. Then we can go into the details.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to have to explain that a bit more in detail, but let's go.
Yes. So let's start with K-pop, okay?
Yes. Do you want to start?
Yes. From my side, Mark, everyone knows, if you've been listening to us, I am a citizen, so I have to add him because Child was such a surprise, okay?
So it was really, really good.
It was really, really good, but I was shook. Like, I did not expect Mark to really... But at the same time, it made so much sense. It's weird. Because I was
Why are you surprised?
Because I thought he'll be more hip-hop. But Chai was hip-hop, but sort of like chill hip-hop. You know, I was expecting sort of like some sort of like NCT-like kind of thingy. Like Sunny Side Up, something like that, you know, something more like upbeat kind of thing. But Boy came with the feelings and I loved it. It was so good.
You know, it was like not an SM station. It was like an NCT Lab thingy, right?
Yes, and I am here for it. I just cannot wait. I love that concept because you have 23 members. There is plenty of music that can be released.
Are they all releasing solos under NCT Lab then?
Yes, probably they're going to start doing that.
Nice. I am very intrigued.
Yes, it's very interesting because so far, well, with Mark, the song he released, it's nothing of relate or will like kind of like relate with NCT's concept, I suppose, you know?
Yeah,
it's like very different.
That might be the point of NCT Lab, though, that they can explore musicality genre wise a bit more.
Yes,
to be fair, right. Mark is in almost every subunit, so. You know,
but I feel a bit of shade there. That comes.
Look, man works hard. Okay,
he's overworked. Mark, take rest, please.
Okay, vacation.
So we're going with the next one. One of my favorite ones of the month, Vivi's with Being of Prism. So they were like former GFRIEND members. Mm-hmm. And it's like a new fresh start. This group is formed by Eunhwa, Simbi, and Umji. And I loved that EP to beats. It was lovely.
That title track. I'm obsessed with it.
It's so good. Cool. It's so good.
It's so I was, retro, poppy, just like...
Catchy.
Vocals are insane.
Yes,
which
but that I
to
expected,
be expected,
you know, yes.
Yeah, but still, like,
yeah,
I
love
it
so
much. Well. Love it.
Yeah, when I was, like, with different members, it's being just them and Juju, there was the other member.
Juju.
Yeah, and I'm very happy with the music they're going for in their, like, careers. Mm-hmm. It's like GFRIEND was amazing, but I really love how they're inventing themselves. I think it's like super cool what they're doing.
Yeah.
So next we're going with Treasure. And we know it. I started my K-pop journey with YG. So I was very happy with this comeback. It was so Treasure, but at the same time, it had like this YG sound. I really love like this hype sound that will have it like, you know, have the time of your life kind of thingy. Mm. So Jigjin, love that the B-sides are also really good. So
I'm going to be honest, I don't think I've listened to that title track yet.
just prepare to be hyped up. That's it. It's like such a hyped song. The B side is more like a soft pop, and it's actually taking over TikTok. It's like everywhere in TikTok right now.
Oh, nice. Good for them.
Yes.
Good for them.
So we're going with one of my highlights of the month. Okay. We're going with B2B and Be Together. So, yes. Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. I mean, the song was like, we're a vocal group and we're having a comeback with the song, literally. And yeah, they delivered. We waited for them. The boys were present. However, the B-sides of this album are unbelievable. They're so good. It's like we get R&B, ballads, pop, even rock we get. It's just so good and well-rounded. Also, I have to mention this. Minghyun, you're a genius, dude. I love what he did. Composer. He's not just beautiful, he's like super talented.
Mm-hmm.
So yes,
I saw TikTok of him today shirtless and I was like, why is this on my For You page? This is Kathleen's For You page.
Like, boy's hot and like, talented. Why has he an abs? An all-rounder. So now here we go with the view that made the TikTok news and the drama in TikTok news. So let's talk about NMIX, okay? Because we both have different opinions about that. Oh, so this is the drama I was talking about at the beginning.
Okay. Now that makes sense.
Yes. Let's talk about NMIX because everyone was waiting for this group, okay? Like, one of the members is super well-known. She's part of the Aussie line from JYP. Girl can sing, but they all can sing, okay? And
that's
the thing about
Lily, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think with this debut, fans were surprised because it's not JYP at all. You know, it's like you did not expect that from any side.
No. Yeah. No, I did not.
So everyone, including me, because it took me, I'm going to be honest, it took me a couple of listens to kind of like understand what was going on. Okay?
I still don't understand what's going on.
Well, sound-wise, I think they wanted to experiment and they were like, let's do something new. And they tried it. And for me, the song kind of grows on you. And it's actually, I like it. I kind of like it. Okay.
I think of course you would. Oh my God.
Yes. But I really like right now I'm obsessed. I'm listening to that song quite often because it's like such a hype song. Like workout playlist is coming through with that song. And the B-side Tank is such a strong song. Like vocally is really good. Okay. You have like Lily doing the bridge and that girl, her vocal range is insane. And I kinda like
it was a single album, right?
It was a single album, that's correct.
Mm.
Yeah, but this group. So for me,
that title track just feels like, how do I say this? It just feels like a PR stunt.
Tell me more.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
So, JYP, one of the big three, every girl group that they're gonna push out there is gonna be a hit, like 95% chance of that, right?
Yeah,
right. So what I think happened with that title track is they wanted to create buzz, they wanted to get people to talk about it, they wanted to get TikTok viral videos about it, which they all happened, so
yeah,
kind of successful in that. And I think the B-side was there to prove that they can actually sing and form a coherent song.
Tank is not exactly coherent.
I don't know. That song's not for me.
The thing is that the song...
Not say that the members didn't sing great or anything. It's just the song structure...
Yeah.
...is just so bonkers that it's unenjoyable.
Yeah, I think it's not for everyone, but keep in mind that I stand in city. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I say it's no surprise that you like it, because entity tends to go crazy with structure as well.
Exactly. And like, you know, it's not so unfamiliar for me. It was shocking for a debut track. I have to admit that debut tracks are normally consistent. They try to showcase like the vocals, the rap abilities, you know, the use of dance break. There's like a decent structure. And what I felt is like it might have been a bit too soon. But however, from a PR point of view, it makes complete sense. And it achieved every single objective they planned out.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because song is viral.
I still can't listen to it without going like, what on earth is this? What am I hearing?
Yeah, I mean, it's not an easy listen. I have to admit that. But it's kind of cool. I like it. I like it. And also, the choreography, it's so cool as well. It's like, it's the bonkers as well. Okay? Mm. So that is for NMIX. There was like a lot of drama with that.
Are we going to mention the music video?
I mean, we can mention that. Actually, let's talk about that. Because there was like a lot of people sort of like blaming the group. I saw that comment a couple of times, you know. And then it comes down to like, they have no input. Like when you were...
No.
It's, you know, so it's
especially
like...
Especially not for a debut group.
It's not in a big company. So that goes down to management, to creatives behind it. So I think it's a bit sad that the debut gets sort of like backlash for something that wasn't actually the girl's fault. Mm-hmm. Because they're really talented.
They are very talented. I think it's just a shame for them that they're being put in the spotlight in this way, in this manner.
What a start point, like. It's like, it's just
for
a weird
people
starter.
Who don't know, maybe we should explain a bit. There's
bit
of a plagiarism scandal because there's a lot of parallels between 80s' music videos. I even saw something about Monsta X thrown in there. So there's a lot going on with the music video as well, not just musically.
Yes, they were talking about like the visuals and the CGI works. But again, that's entirely a creative team that works on that, and that's nothing to do with the members. Yeah. Okay, I actually saw this reacted. This is a producer, and he actually reacted to the video by 80s. And then he was actually comparing the two of them, and I could actually see the similarities. They're there, okay. Mm-hmm. But that's something that the company needs to address because, you know, I was like, the girls are super talented. It's like not their fault, literally.
Yeah, no.
So yeah, that
not
was...
like they have any say in the music video, so...
Absolutely not. It's like very odd if any group has a sort of input at a lyrical level, a composition level. It might happen in some cases, especially these days. Mm-hmm. But I don't think the girls had any sort of like input in the concept or creation. Overall,
I think people need to see the levels of authority, I guess, creative input.
Yes, and it's entirely a company's. It's a company situation that is being shown through the group. So that was that like a lot for 1 month and one group with a single album. So, Nevertheless, people just check their videos. If you don't like the song, with the ad. Oh, I suppose. I don't even know how to pronounce the name of the... Go and check. Yeah, I suppose. Go and check their covers because they are unbelievable. It's like they have like covers out, sort of like dance practices, and the talent of these girls is incredible. It's like they're really, really good. So let's move on to the next one for K-pop. We're going to Billy. Okay. So the Collective Soul and Unconscious Chapter 1. These girls are blowing my mind. I said this before. The level of like musicality they're putting into these comebacks, the storytelling, the concept, all of that, it's incredible. So, you know that with Ring Ring, I was shook because it was so fresh and so new. So I was expecting sort of like a new Ring Ring kind of thing.
Yeah.
However, with this song, they went a bit more conservative, which I liked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because Ring Ring, so Ring Ring was like all over the top, very, Ring Ring was, even though it was bonkers, it was sort of cohesive. It's like the song made sense in its own way. Mm-hmm. But with this, we were more soft, kind of like poppy kind of thingy, really good. And then with the B-sides, they went all in with like R&B, synth, pop, all of that. So I think they're doing such a great job with the discography. Nice. Also, the storyline. They literally released an EP with the tracks, the instrumentals for their storyline. That's crazy.
Wow. Okay. Work.
Yes. I mean, I hope they're getting the budget because, oh my God, the amount of work they're putting into it, it's unbelievable. And I absolutely love it.
Mm.
Okay, for last for me, for K-pop at least for this month, was Rocket Punch. Rocket Punch released a Yellow Punch. So, loved it. So, you know that the previous comeback was like disco because last summer we had a disco moment in K-pop, right?
This time, now we have a synth moment.
That too. However, they went like 80s disco with retro synth for the title track. And I loved that song so much. It's like a nice mix. And this album is like retro, fun. The members' vocals, literally, they pop out a lot. You can see their talent. They have like a bit of R&B and even like a bit of like a little spark of indie music. And I really liked it. I think I mentioned that it was like, it was super fun to listen to the full lot.
Yeah, I remember you texted me. I feel like Rocket Punch is just like, they're like this close to like blowing up. Because their music is really, really good. They have a lot of variety. They have a lot of R&B as well. So I'm just waiting for like
one the big of their moments. Songs
to go viral,
yes,
or something, because they're really, really good.
They
have mass appeal. So I'm just waiting here, like, guys.
I need the momentum right now. Yeah, I know
what you mean.
Yeah, they're doing a great job, but and the girl groups like over the last 2 to 3 years, their debuts have been like insanely good. You know, and they're putting out, like, the discography is, like, solid and sort of, like, very often as well. It's like you have 2 or 3 comebacks a year now, which is kind of crazy.
Well, it's kind of standard for K-pop, no?
Yes, you're right. You're right. I'm thinking about other groups that don't have a lot of comebacks. That's just on my side. The groups I like. That's on my side. So tell me who are your favorite K-pop ones for the month.
So there's Jamie with Pity Party.
Yes.
I am obsessed with that song. It's so catchy. Her makeup looks are amazing. Her little choreo moments, adorable. And it just, I love that song so much.
It's really good. I'm actually waiting for her like EP. You know, because she's releasing like singles, so I'm just waiting for that moment. Girl releasing EP, an album, waiting for it. I'm here.
Yes. I also need like a solid, heartbreaking ballad from her.
Yes, actually, she's got the vocals for that.
Exactly. And I feel like it would be so good to cry to. You know what I mean?
So you just want a sad song to cry to.
Yes, but I want her to sing it. I want Jamie to sing it.
That's very fair, I suppose. Yeah, sure.
moving on. There's Onepill with his EP Filmography.
Oh, yes.
So good. Soft. Beautiful ballad, the strings, the title track, Voiceless, has a bit of a waltz vibe. Okay. Like a waltz rhythm. There's mermaids. I'm just like,
we're A for the mermaids. Hitting
all
the
spots for me. Then on that EP, there's also the song Someday Spring Will Come, which was co-created by The Blank Shop. And I don't know if you remember, but I was obsessed with that piano album.
That album was sold out. It's like, you literally tried to get it so much and it was sold out.
It's just so good.
It is.
I should restart that search for for the album, by the way. Maybe at this point, it's available.
Maybe
again.
They did a restock. Yeah.
But that song, Someday Spring Will Come, so much flute, and I want to see it with the live orchestra. I would think I would die. I'd like nice. Die, go to heaven, and be like, this is.
I had my moments. Heaven.
Yeah, I had my main character moment, and now it's fine. I'm done.
Okay.
I also had Vivi's with Bop Bop on my list. There's A-Pink with Dilemma.
Yes.
Vibes. That title track is so good.
You know something funny that with A-Pink? I really like them, but I need to go through their full discography. They've been together for so long that I really need to dive into it.
They have everything. They're so, so good. And it's just, also, listen to Holy Moly, because it's a disco retro moment, obsessed with that album. And then we also have Taeyeon with Un Vu.
I love that song so much.
The title track is amazing, right? But there's a song called Cold as Hell, and it's so vengeful. I dig. I love it so much.
Okay.
Then on the EP, there's also Siren. EP, what am I saying? Album. On the EP, on the album, there's also Siren, which has like a Taeyeon rap moment.
What?
And I was like, I listened to it and I was like, oh, excuse me?
What?
You stan? Yeah.
That's surprising. Okay.
The last song from that album I wanted to recommend was Toddler, because if you need some groove in your life, listen to that. Ugh, I love it.
Yes, that album is really
the
good.
The last pop moments of the month is Stacey with Run to You.
That song, I cannot escape, and I love it. It's so good.
Their title tracks rock so much.
Absolutely. It's like, they're all viral. That's it. These guys are doing an incredible job. Like, yeah. The song, they all become viral.
They slap. Okay. But, interestingly enough, I feel like their B-sides are getting a bit more mature, leaning towards, like, the R&B side of things. So, I'm very intrigued by their development. I wonder where they're gonna go with their title tracks in the next couple of, well, within like the next two comebacks. I think we're gonna see a slightly more mature side of them.
You know what? I was listening to Run to You today, and with the Magne, the main rapper, I can see her competing in like, you know, Pretty Raptor high school rapper kind of thing, because that girl, she's so good. Okay. That too. But I was like, it's like, it's the deepness of her vocals. It's like so low and sort of like, love it. And her delivery is really good. I was like, girl, you're really good. You know? So I was thinking about it today. Random comment.
I mean, she could.
Absolutely.
But I would be scared for her.
Yeah.
Because
them shows are quite wrong.
Like that, editing is just
so mean.
Not
sometimes.
Kind.
Yeah, I know. I know. So should we go into the next genres?
Yes. Let's go into hip hop R&B, because I have a couple as well, because this month was just so good.
I have actually a couple for hip hop and R&B. So they're all kind of mixed up, so let's go. For hip hop, we had Epic High with Epic High is Here Too. I've been waiting for this album for a year and loved it. Okay. I am a faithful fan. When I say I stand, I will stay with you. So, if you've been listening to Discover with the K, you know that I love Epic High. And they did
not
disappoint.
Didn't we dedicate a whole episode to Epic High?
Yeah. We have a full episode. We have a full rapper in the spotlight. We have for music video recommendations. I talk a lot about them because I love them.
I mean, every format. Why
not? You find something. So every single song in this album is a must listen. Okay, mm-hmm. It's so beautifully written all together. Beautiful. It's so, so beautiful. They're unique and they're incredible in their own way. If you, my favorites from the album were like Gray So Gray. Loved it so much. And I hated myself at Tabo's words. You know that I am into sad stuff. And these ones just hit. Okay, I love this album so much. It's so good.
It's really, really good, but I wanted to recommend Super Rare with Weinstein. A yes. Vibe.
Catchy. Yeah, I just went for the sad ones, you know?
Well, I thought for once, let me find a happy song.
No. Yeah, absolutely. BH1 and Wednesday, love that one. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to Davida with American Gothic. So this EP was very cool. Okay, it was very cool in general lines. I really liked the title track. And I liked it. However, I felt like I was missing something. It's like I really liked it. I was missing something. You know what I mean? It's like with Vina, she is so good. She's so good. And her previous releases were like, they blew my mind. But with this one, I was missing sort of like a bit of a spice into it. But overall, it was very good. Every single song is like super nice. As usual, her vocals are incredible. But I'm also missing that big momentum from her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just waiting for that. But overall, solid album. We're going with Minute and Blue. And this EP is just awesome. Minute is really good. And the features are really, really, really good. The full EP is diverse, it's got a bit of EDM, it's hip-hop, kind of those lines. And I like it, you know? I'm liking this EDM momentum in hip-hop. I kind of like it.
I'll take EDM over autotune any day, every day, every hour.
It's like...
every minute.
Yeah. Let's talk about one of your favorites, actually. Let's talk about Kim Museum, Blue Forest.
Yes! I had it on my list. I was waiting.
Yeah. So tell me what you loved about this one.
It's just hip hop meets R&B in like the most perfect way.
You know what? You want something? I literally wrote that. It's like R&B meets hip hop and they mix flawlessly.
It's just insane. It's so well done. You have Kim Museum both rapping and like singing. And then the song The Water Seller in Jungno, my God.
Yes.
I am obsessed.
He's so smooth.
Love
it so much. Yeah. All the love. So Kim Museum, amazing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, this one was, it wasn't a new find. However, I took my time to listen to the follow-up. Let's talk about P-Type.
And I was listening to that album today. I kid you not.
P-Type, he's been in the industry for a while, okay? But I was like,
since the 90s, never really. I looked him up.
Yes. Before a while, for like a hot minute, right? But I actually never got to like listen to his full music. And he's pretty much hip hop, like old style. You know what I mean? But with this album is just incredible, and that's an understatement. Okay, so we have old school hip hop with instrumentations. It's all so perfectly done, you know, it's so beautifully done. The album was like a highlight of the month because the features are insane. Okay, we have The Quiet, we have Samuel Saw, we have Kim Oki, and with that, the album is sold for me. We have Palo Alto and many, many more.
Love.
It's like the features are insane. Also, my favorite song, Epilogue Ode to a Sin, a Chin, I suppose, and Heavy Bass Saga. So good. So, so good.
I don't remember which song it was, but at one point he sings like, well, he raps like lines for sale, never used. I'm just obsessed with that moment. I don't know why, but it was so gripping. I was like, ugh, yes.
But that album is just incredible. It's like so honestly, like lyrically, like music, the musicality of it is amazing as well. It's brilliant. So good.
Absolutely brilliant. Mm.
So yeah, people, I feel like tight, please
buy it.
I should buy it. Well, maybe in a couple of months. I probably will. Now, I'm going out with a new find, Steven. Okay? And he released he released, it's called A Youth in 1969. This is a new find and flawless. I think that he is a producer. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because most of the features had, most of the songs had like a feature.
Yeah.
But I love the beat this guy, I don't know, is using because it's so good. It's so, so good. So from this album, Roads featuring Palo Alto is awesome. Loved it. Now we have with Kids Doji. And I love the HT is my producer. Okay. This album is just dope. The style, the rapping, the beats, all of it is awesome. It's like super, nice. Super good. Also, a note, I forgot to mention this about the Stevens album. The features he's got, it's got like Demian and Marshall. And with that, I know you're going to listen to that.
Oh my God. Okay. My boy Demian has been quiet for a bit. And
he's in that album. And just listen to it. That was still, I forgot to mention that. And I know you were going to like it.
That's very important to mention. Can I just say? Also, so, Marshall, taste.
He's so underrated that he's annoying.
He'll get his moment.
I hope so because he's so good.
I'm 100% sure of that. Let's make a TikTok about it. Let's hope it goes viral.
We should. My last one for the month for hip hop and R&B is Choiza. He released Jeho, and this EP is really good. It's like each song is unique, and you have like all vibes with a modern touch. And I think that's quite good because you have the best of both worlds. And I loved old school hip hop. So for me, this EP was just awesome. Also, the features, my favorite songs were Family featuring Thama. And if you know us, we love Thama. Who, by the way, won in the, I think it was the Korean Music Awards or some sort of like hip hop award. He won.
Yes, I saw that.
Yes, absolutely. Like,
so happy.
Yes, that song.
Well deserved.
100%. And from that, I was Family and also Modoga featuring Tablo and DJ Frizz. Listen to those two songs. They're really, really good. So tell me from your side, what happened?
I have one more for R&B hip hop.
Okay.
The G Soul single.
Yes, the outro. Yes. I knew you were going to add it. I knew it.
Love with all my heart. I'm just the fact that we're living during the same time, privileged, insane.
Yes,
so happy. Yes.
I need a tour, G-Soul. Please come to Europe.
Yeah, thinking same.
Oh my God. We need a European tour, but just come, please. Waiting for
not
you.
Just we're London.
Please. Go to other places.
On a Saturday, preferably, so I could travel.
Anywhere on a weekend day, please. Very specific.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's go to K-Indie. There's Hongbi, who released the EP I'm a Loser.
Okay.
I love her. She's like indie pop, kind of. And there's this one song called Humming.
Okay.
And I'm just, I'm so obsessed with it. It's so soft. And like very like, almost like English indie from like the early 2000s.
Okay, interesting.
Which is super specific, I know.
Yeah, it's...
I can't explain it. It feels like that era and I'm obsessed with it. There's also a new group. Well, new group. This is not their debut single, but it was a new discovery for me. There's a group called Asian Boys Crying.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I need to know how they came up with the group name.
I literally gave up already because I've seen some random names out there.
It's so funny.
It is. But like, it actually looks like the name of a crew, you know, sort of like a crew.
Yeah, but like, did they just have a cry sesh together and we're like, you know what? This is who we are.
Yes. Oh my god. The mental picture of that moment is kind of funny.
I know. Anyways, they released a single called City Pop. Girl. Saxophone. Nice. Vibes. Subway. It's smooth. I love it. I need that song to blow up so I can hear it everywhere.
Sure.
Chef's kiss, honestly. Amazing.
I need to check it out.
To go to the other side of the spectrum, there's Kim Min-sung, who released as like indie folk moment with his album The Human Condition.
Okay.
If You Need Cry, this is the album for you.
Okay. I'm going to check it out. You sold it there.
If you want to feel introspective about life and growing up, also listen to it. Because it's like an exploration of life and feelings at like different stages.
Okay.
It's interesting. And it's all very gentle.
Do they have lyric translations?
No. Not that I've seen so far.
So it's just the feels.
You have to feel it.
That's very fair because you with music you can.
Yes, indeed. There's also Lady Rocket, who released the single The Light in Your Eyes.
I love that name.
It's, oh my god, she's so good. It's like soft indie ballad with a bit of like, her voice is like a warm, lower timbre, and she has such a sincere feeling to her vocals. It's like you're talking to a friend.
Okay.
Which is a weird description, but that was like first impression when I listened to it, and I was like, oh my god, yes, amazing.
Okay. Is that a new find for you?
Yes.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, indeed. There's also Pilat, who released a single Letter, which is slow indie rock.
Okay.
But, like, with, you would expect, like, lower pitched vocals, but she has quite a high pitch. But it's, like, such an interesting combination, and that track is so well layered. There's a lot going on in the instrumentals, but it's like,
that's such an interesting mix.
Yeah, it hits all the right spots in my brain when I listen to it.
Okay.
And I'm just like, this is a sensation.
Yeah, because normally I wouldn't relate soft vocals with a rock song unless it's like pop rock, you know. So interesting. I'm gonna listen to that.
Cool.
Okay.
And then the last one I wanted to share was DIH. I don't know if it's an acronym or not. Who released the single Breakout. Okay. This is a female rock band. There's four of them. They're all women. And I'm just like, ugh. It's like hard rock. It's super cool. And I'm just like, oh, yes, give it to me.
You sold it with that because I do love a rock band just with women, you know. It's not very common. That's the thing. It's not something very common. And then when that happens, which is like, give it to me. Yeah, exactly. It's not very common. And once you get it, you must appreciate it.
Exactly.
So that was it from your side in the music. So overall, February was fairly busy.
Fairly busy, but it didn't feel that busy.
Yeah, the thing is that I was... Yeah, absolutely. It's just like a lot happened in the K-pop world, you know. I think that half of my timeline was the full drama with it. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay. Fair. That's fine. So it felt kind of busy, you know. Well, anyways, that was it for this monthly special of Discovery with a K. A lot of these releases are like fully reviewed in the kmia.com, so just go ahead and check them out. And head over to our socials at the Kmia everywhere, pretty much. And yeah, that was it for this episode of Discovery with a K monthly specials. Bye bye.
We'll see you at the end of March. Bye bye.
We'll see you. Bye bye.